So what do you do when a package absolutely, positively must arrive today?
Right. And we're not talking about your standard overnight service.
No, not even the 48-hour promise. We're talking about genuine critical necessity.
A life-saving medical specimen.
Or a unique industrial part for a refinery that's, losing thousands of dollars for every single hour it's delayed.
Or a legal filing that has to be stamped before the court clerk's office closes at, what, 4:30 p.m. For those things, standard shipping is. It's a
That
total non-starter.
just doesn't work.
It fails on almost every level: compliance, security, specialized handling. So that's what our deep dive is about today, the actual architecture of that urgency.
And we're looking at specialized statewide courier logistics through a really focused example.
Yeah, Lafayette Process Servers LLC, which operates across Louisiana as same-day courier Lafayette.
Our mission here is to figure out how a dedicated fleet can manage these high stakes, 247 deliveries across all 64 parishes in the state.
And the sources we have are basically their operational blueprints. They detail the scope, the services, and also some really important limitations. It's a fascinating look at extreme efficiency that's really born out of high regulation and high risk.
And what's immediately clear is that critical doesn't just mean one thing to them.
Not at all. They've built their whole model around serving three very distinct, very regulated industries.
Okay, let's unpack that. If the promise isn't just about speed, but also, compliance and specific knowledge, how do they split up their fleets?
They're essentially running three different specialized businesses under one roof. They're all connected by that core promise of immediate, nonstop, point-to-point delivery.
Okay, so where do we start?
Let's start with the one that literally deals with human life: medical courier services.
The stakes there are pretty self-evident. A delay in diagnostics or treatment could directly impact a patient's outcome.
And the expertise required is, it's profound. The drivers are trained not just to drive fast, but in really strict regulatory compliance. We're talking about HIPAA training.
HIPAA, right? So that's all about protecting patient data, the confidentiality.
Exactly. Maintaining that confidentiality, keeping an audit trail of who handled the patient's data and when. And more than that, it often requires sealed, secure transport, sometimes with strict temperature monitoring for biological materials.
So it's not just about getting a vial of blood from point A to point B.
Yeah.
It's about ensuring the chain of custody and the environmental conditions are perfect so the sample itself is still viable when it arrives.
And that's something a standard courier, throwing packages together in the back of a warm van, they just can't meet that standard.
It's a whole different ballgame.
It is. The cargo is high-risk lab specimens, blood work, specialized drugs, hospital records, and they are plugged directly into the infrastructure of major medical centers. Think LCMC and Ochsner in New Orleans, Our Lady of the Lake in Baton Rouge.
Or the hospitals in Lafayette.
Yeah.
They're basically acting as a critical artery for time-sensitive healthcare.
Personal.
Okay, speaking of time equating to enormous cost, that brings us right to the industrial sector. That's the second pillar, right? Industrial and oil field hotshot delivery.
Yeah, and the term hotshot just perfectly captures that urgency. This service is almost purely driven by economics.
Right, downtime.
When a rig or a refinery shuts down, the cost per hour for labor for lost production, it just spirals. It can be tens of thousands of dollars.
So paying a premium for a dedicated immediate dispatch is actually the cheaper option.
It's a simple calculation for them. If a critical valve fails or a drill bit breaks, they're moving everything from huge machinery parts to essential construction plans. It has to be immediate.
So what kind of liability does that involve? You're literally moving the one part that's holding up a multi-million-dollar operation.
That's a great question. That high liability is just baked into their model. They have to carry rigorous insurance and have specific handling protocols because, they aren't just moving a box, they're moving operational capability.
And they have to know the protocols at the other end, right? At the
Yeah.
refinery or the plant.
Absolutely. They understand the receiving protocols at a secure industrial plant, which are totally different from just dropping a package on a porch.
Okay, so that brings us to the final pillar, the one that I guess was the foundation for the whole company.
Exactly. The legal courier and document delivery.
And this is where their whole operational discipline really comes from, isn't it?
It is. Their roots as Lafayette Process Servers LLC means they built legal expertise right into their logistics. The key difference here is their deep understanding of a legal concept: the chain of custody.
Co-see. Right. When you're dealing with evidence, court filings, sensitive contracts, Security is everything. It's not just about speed, it's about it being defensible in court.
Exactly. For a court filing, that chain of custody has to be pristine. It's a documented trail showing who touched the document, when they picked it up, when it was delivered, complete with an authorized signature.
It's an unbroken chain.
An unbroken, documented chain. This expertise allows them to handle things like evidence or courtesy copies for a judge with a level of security a general carrier just doesn't have.
And you see that in their daily operations, running documents to the 19th JDC in Baton Rouge, the 24th in Gretna, the 15th in Lafayette. They know the filing window, they know the clerk's office, they know the procedure.
Yes, and that integrated knowledge is their edge.
Yeah.
But it also creates a very hard legal line they have to respect.
Which is a crucial distinction. We should probably hit that disclaimer now because it relates directly to their legal background. They are logistics experts.
But they are not the legal experts.
Right.
The sources state this repeatedly. They are not attorneys. They cannot give legal advice. Their knowledge of legal procedure informs how they handle things to preserve integrity, but they draw a hard line. They move the paper. They don't interpret the law.
And that focus is central to their professional model.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about the actual mechanism of speed. When we say same day, that can mean a lot of things. How do they define it?
They define it as, and I'm quoting here, literally as fast as the drive time.
How is that even possible?
It's possible because they completely dismantle the traditional hub and spoke model that slows down pretty much every other delivery service.
So no sorting facility, no waiting for a truck to fill up?
No intermediate stops. Your package is the only thing that matters to that driver on that run. The nearest driver is dispatched. They drive straight to the pickup and then straight to the drop off. Period.
That's an incredible operational commitment, but it also brings up a business model question.
Yeah.
If a driver takes a part from, say, Baton Rouge all the way to Shreveport, that's a long, dedicated trip. Who pays for that empty return journey?
It all comes down to the cost of failure.
Okay.
When you calculate that the alternative, the plant downtime, the lost patient care, the missed legal deadline costs exponentially more, the dedicated driver model becomes completely rational. The premium you pay covers the immediacy, the compliance training, the insurance, and that guaranteed documented chain of custody.
Let's ground this with a real-world example. That anecdote you mentioned from Mike D., the plant manager.
Yeah, from Ascension Parish. This really highlights the 247 nature of what they do.
Right.
Mike D.'s plant in Geismar, a major industrial hub, had a critical part fail at 2:50 in the morning.
Way outside normal business hours.
Oh, yeah. The company founder, Scott, actually picked up the replacement part from Lafayette himself.
And that's a 2-hour-plus drive one way in the middle of the night.
Exactly. He delivered it to the Ascension Parish site before the day shift even started at 6 a.m. And Mike D. specifically said they saved the plant a fortune in downtime.
So this wasn't just fast service. It was infrastructure support that prevented a catastrophic financial loss.
A loss that would have easily exceeded the courier fee by, what, 100-fold? Maybe more. It's an investment, not an expense.
And to be able to do that, to dispatch immediately at any hour, requires a really flexible fleet, doesn't it?
It does. They have to be ready for anything.
One minute it's an envelope for a courthouse, the next it's a pallet for an oil field.
And the fleet is designed for exactly that range. They have fuel-efficient sedans for small, urgent documents, and they scale all the way up to cargo vans that can handle pallets and larger parts. They use the right tool for the job.
And on top of that, you have the technology layer, real-time GPS tracking, immediate electronic proof of delivery.
Mm-hmm. You always know exactly where your critical item is.
But the sources seem to suggest that the real secret weapon, the thing that separates a local expert from an algorithm, is something else.
It's the local knowledge. They emphasize that they know the Louisiana backroads the GPS misses.
And in a race against the clock, that can make all the difference, can it? Knowing a local detour around a jam on I-10 or the unmarked service entrance to a huge industrial plant.
That's the difference between success and disaster. The human element, that institutional knowledge of the geography, it can absolutely trump a sophisticated satellite system. It's its own kind of infrastructure.
Okay, so since they cover all 64 parishes, let's map out the key routes that define their statewide reach. When you look at it, you're really seeing the state's economic arteries.
You really are. You see two main operational spines. The first is that massive I-10 corridor.
Right, from Lake Charles all the way across to Slidell.
Exactly. Lake Charles to Lafayette, Baton Rouge, New Orleans to Slidell. That corridor has a huge concentration of their medical, industrial, and legal clients.
Then you've got the crucial north-south connection.
The I-49 corridor.
Yeah.
That links Lafayette up through Alexandria to Shreveport. And a run from, say, New Orleans to Shreveport is a major logistical undertaking. It demands perfect execution.
And they also connect the outlying areas, right? The North Shore?
Yep, the North Shore and the Florida parishes Covington, Mandeville, Hammond, Bogalusa. The whole point is to ensure true statewide point-to-point service. If you're in Louisiana, they can connect any two points you need and completely bypass those standard delays.
So as we wrap this up, what we've seen is that delivering critical, time-sensitive cargo is, it's about so much more than just a fast driver.
It demands highly specialized training, the Toljaipa, chain of custody procedures, and a dedicated singular focus, no multi-stop routes.
And a huge appreciation for that local human expertise we were just talking about.
It really shows that in these critical fields, medicine, law, and energy logistics is just inseparable from regulation and risk management. Their service isn't defined by the size of the fleet, but by that guarantee of compliance and security.
You know, it raises a bigger question for me about infrastructure in general.
How so?
Well, in a world where mass e-commerce has made most deliveries slower and aggregated them into these enormous national networks, what does it say about the underlying need for these hyper-local, dedicated systems?
That's a fascinating point. Where the guaranteed reliability of a professional, fully insured person who knows the back roads still instantly trumps a global tracking system when minutes truly matter, it proves that human-scale commitment and specific local expertise are still the ultimate fail-safe for critical infrastructure.
Which leads to the final thought. What other critical infrastructures, maybe things we don't even think about, still rely absolutely on this precise human-scale urgency to function in the face of all this mass market aggregation?
Right. Are we talking about emergency housing materials after storm, specialized government documents? It makes you wonder what else operates on that same knife's edge of necessity.